This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. College football season is underway, but we probably have the biggest matchup getting us started this upcoming Saturday. The Ohio State Buckeyes taking on the Texas Longhorns. Man, we got storylines related to the game. We got young new quarterbacks. We got media members who can get in and out of the building. And to talk about it all and what we can expect from the champions, now that things have changed just a little bit, joining us right now is someone who helps host the Buckeye Huddle. It is Tony Gerderman. Tony, how are you, man?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate the time. I mean, there's so many storylines here, especially after Ohio State coming off of the national championship. We know there's changes. It seems like one of the only constants might be Ryan Day and Jeremiah Smith. We got new coordinators all over the place. What can people really expect from the Buckeyes this season?
Well, I think you can expect to see plenty of talent. They'll still be one of the most talented teams in the nation. They do have two new coordinators, but those coordinators are, I don't know how much difference you'll see because Brian Hartline is calling plays, but Ryan Day is going to be right there with him. And Matt Patricia is the new defensive coordinator, and he's the only change on the defensive staff. So the defense will be similar. He'll add his flourishes. And I think one of the things Ryan Day keeps talking about is how young this team is. There's a lot of juniors, basically, who have been waiting their turn for a lot of seniors to leave. They finally left. So you've got some new starters, but guys that have played, I just don't know how many people know them yet. They know Jeremiah Smith, and they know Caleb Downs, and that's about it.
Yeah, when you think about the new quarterback, what helps separate Julian Sain here from Keynotes to go ahead and take the job?
Yeah, well, and keep in mind, last year, Julian Sain was a true freshman, and he beat out Keynotes for the third-string job. Keynotes was a redshirt freshman last year. So, you know, he had already been able to kind of move past him, but there was a true quarterback competition. And throughout the entire thing, whenever anybody talks about Julian Sain, they talk about how quick he gets the ball out, how he throws the ball, everything to do with how he throws the ball, how he understands the defenses that he's seeing, how he operates. And then when they would talk about Lincoln Keenholz, there's a lot of, he's a great athlete. You know, he can really do stuff with the ball. So it's that. You read between the lines and you kind of get an idea of, yeah, this looks like it's going to be Julian Sain. And he was the runaway favorite. And then, of course, you know, he won the job because he's able to utilize the weapons around him better.
Well, Tony, when you think about the championship that they won last year, knocking off Notre Dame, Ryan Day, people are still going to look at him and go, hey, dude, are you going to go out there and beat Michigan? Does he get a little bit of a mulligan this year?
For the first 11 games, you know, that's about and really, you know, Ohio State showed last year that, you know, you can lose to Michigan and still win a national championship. It used to be if you lose to Michigan, the rest of your season, like the possibilities of your season were gone as well. And that's no longer the case with the CFP.
Yes.
And what else you can do. But it's been 2019 since the last time Ohio State beat Michigan. And yes, to say the natives are restless, I mean, you heard all of the talk from the fans about, you know, fire Ryan Day, fire this, fire that, fire anything last year after that game. But I think he's shown that it's not a one game season, and there's an entire world that he's kind of existing in, and it's not just one game. However, you know, nobody wants to win that one more than he does. He'll tell you that. But I mean, you're going to see the same thing. Maybe not the same thing. You'll see some of the same things if Ohio State loses to Michigan this year. You know, last year was just so unexpected because it was at home, and I think maybe Ohio State thought that there was no chance they could lose. And I don't think that exists. I don't think that thought exists anymore, which should help them moving forward.
Tony Gerderman is here with us from the Buckeye Huddle. When you think about the start, and even so much the rivalry, just over the past 24 hours, we even see, you know, Dave Portnoy has been inserted and being banned and being, what is this, just to hype up the game, right? There's no big deal here. What is all this about?
The conspiracy theorists will tell you this is Fox trying to get ahead of the Lee Corso ratings on ESPN, trying to do something to take away from Lee Corso's last game day. But I think this ultimately was an instance where there were definitely people at Ohio State, boosters, who did not want Dave Portnoy in the stadium, and they made their feelings known before Fox told Ohio State, like, don't worry, he's not going to be in any of the stadiums in the Big Ten this year. He's not part of the inside the stadium of the last few minutes. And maybe if everybody had known that, there wouldn't have been this big brouhaha these last couple of days. And of course, that's exactly what Dave Portnoy wants. And it helps him, and it helps his brand, and it helps him tout his Michigan Wolverines. Certainly when Ohio State is like, well, we would, you know, there are definitely people that didn't want him around. And so he kind of wins on all fronts, basically.
Well, Tony, but when we actually get to the football inside, I've been anticipating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Meaning, just seeing what Arch Manning does. I was like, hey, let's get Quinn Ewers out of here. And so now we got number one rated Texas. So Ohio State is three coming off of a championship. What should we expect on the field? Because we know what Ohio State's going to do against Grambling the next week. But if they end up losing this one, what type of implications is that for the Buckeyes?
You know, I think Steve Sarkisian said something yesterday that win or lose, the committee is going to like this game. Basically, you know, as long as it's not 59-0 or something like that. So they're in the committee's eyes, and really that's what a lot of this is about, you get credit for this game. And if you lose, that's fine. It's, you probably get more credit losing 21-20 than you do beating Grambling 75-0, you know, something like that. With Ryan Day talking about it today, it's this, absolutely you want to win. They've been focused on it. They've been talking about it. I think the greatest thing that comes out of this game for Ohio State individually, and Texas probably as well, is you have a great understanding of where your team is after this game. because everybody's going to be challenged. Every single player on the field is going to be challenged on every single play. So you, after this game, everybody's going to know who you can trust, who you can't quite trust yet. So I don't think a loss certainly doesn't knock anybody out. I think a win almost guarantees you're in the playoffs unless you find three games to lose the rest of the way out. But a win is huge. A loss, you still get credit for playing the game because there are so few of these games being played anymore.
And Tony Gerderman is joining us from the Buckeye Huddle. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Well, we know Ohio State, they are the champs. They won earlier this year. The last time we saw a team go out there and give us a repeat was the Bulldogs. We know that things have changed even in that short amount of time with NIL and transfer portal. What are the odds that the Buckeyes can go out here and go back-to-back?
Well, it's something they've never done. And you know, Ryan Day would love to win another championship, national championship, and then he would just – him and Woody Hayes would be it at Ohio State as head coaches that have won multiple national championships. Repeating has never been done. Ryan Day and the team do not talk – they don't talk about defending a national championship because they won it, so there's nothing to defend. That was last year. It's not like they can lose it by, you know, going 8-4 this year. That national championship stays. Even Caleb Downs and some of the team leaders that wanted – had them – remove some of the memorabilia and the banners inside the facility because that was last year's team and the focus needs to be on this year's team. So I think they have as good a shot as anybody else. They've got, you know, they get Penn State at home, which is good. They still have to travel to Michigan, of course, but it's I'd say it's about matchups, but you know, Ohio State had some difficult matchups in the playoffs last year. So I'd say it's how well you're playing in December and January. And how healthy you are, because that's another thing that Ohio State did last year. They planned on they slowed things down so that they weren't playing too many plays per game and basically putting like an extra game or two of snaps on their players. And so by the time they got to the playoffs, their skill positions were healthy and they were fresh. And I think you saw that in all four of those playoff games. So that's going to be something they try to do as well, because they just don't want to put too much wear and tear, because they're planning to play 16 or 17 games, and you can't win the national championship in the first 8 games, but you can lose it.
Well, let me ask you about this first game. You know, we talked about some of the names that, well, most of them that have moved on. Who are some other names that people should pay attention to on the Buckeyes that may not be known right now, but they're going to be some names in a few months?
Yeah, I think running back James Peoples, who's a sophomore from Texas, he was the number three guy behind Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins last year, but you only got to see him in blowouts, closing out games. So he's never played in a big game necessarily before and in big moments, and the expectations are very high for him, so he's somebody to watch. You know, defensively, Arvell Reese is a junior middle linebacker. He steps in for Cody Simon this year, and he played as a third linebacker last year, but stepping in as the middle linebacker this year at Ohio State, it's a premium position. And he and Sonny Styles, they check in about 6'4", 240 pounds each. So they are NFL sized and they can move. And there's a lot that Matt Patricia is excited to do with them all over the field. So I think those are a couple of guys that people are going to know.
All right, we're going to find out sooner than later. I'm looking forward to this matchup on Saturday between Ohio State and Texas. Hey, Tony, thank you so much for joining us and lending your expertise with the Buckeyes. Where can people follow you and all of your work?
Yeah, you can find me at BuckeyeHuddle.com, and I'm on Twitter at Tony Gerderman. You got a podcast called the Buckeye Weekly Podcast that you can find at all of your podcast platforms.
Oh, cool. Hey, Tony, great chat with you. Looking forward to catching you down the line, okay?
Anytime. Thanks. Have a good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.